Halton Hills, the Lesniewski family were enjoying a family vacation in Florida in April when 10-year-old Jack started having trouble breathing. His parents thought it might be croup, so they took him to see a doctor. After a series of tests and x-rays, doctors discovered it was far more serious than croup. "It was the worst news you wanted to hear," said his dad, Mike Lesniewski. Jack had acute T-cell lymphoblastic lymphoma, a fast-developing type of cancer that affects the T-cells in blood that normally help fight germs. The T-cells grow too quickly and instead of protecting the body, they build up and form tumors. Within 36 hours, Jack was receiving his first chemotherapy treatment. "Those first few days are scary, not knowing what you're dealing with," Mike said. His treatments have continued at home, most times 4 days a week at Pediatric Oncology Group of Ontario, POGO, at Credit Valley Hospital in Mississauga. POGO provides treatment at satellite clinics that allow patients to stay at home rather than in the hospital. It provides treatment through funding from the Ministry of Health, but also has a charitable arm that offers support programs for patients and their families, helping cover expenses associated with treatment. "The treatment has been tough on Jack, but he's learned to cope with its effects. He's had to take some time away from his Georgetown Eagles baseball team, and the grade 5 student at George Kennedy Public School has only been able to go to school for a few days this year. I just try to take my mind off it," Jack said, which usually means playing MLB The Show, as his favorite player Ronald Acuña Jr. of the Atlanta Braves, or building Lego roller coasters or ships. The Lesniewskis have been impressed with the care Jack has received at POGO. As a way of saying thank you, Jack has been raising money throughout September, which is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Jack had hoped to raise $350 for POGO, but so far his efforts have topped more than $10,000 in donations. "It's been incredible," Mike said. "It started with friends and family and has grown. The whole community has been so supportive. Anyone wishing to contribute can do so through Jack's fundraising page."